This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Maria Dolores Martinez. Date of birth is June the 19th, 1961. Case ID number is 442-8503. Date of exam, February the 14th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, Gateway Community Health Center, dated 8/12/22, and medical records from Dr. Mohsen G. Mahami, dated 9/26/2022. Identifying information, this is a 61-year-old divorced female with six children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of breast cancer stage 3, osteoarthritis, and right knee pain. The claimant is presently employed part-time as a cashier, which she has been doing for approximately 18 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a trailer by herself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, breast cancer, stage 3. The claimant states that in 2022, she was diagnosed with a lump in her left breast, which eventually ended up being a 7-centimeter mass with metastasis to multiple node areas. She went on to have a left breast mastectomy with removal of 15 nodes. And is presently being evaluated for metastasis. Some tests, which appear to be CT scans, have revealed that she may have metastasis in the liver and in the left shoulder bone area. She did receive 1 month of radiation along with chemotherapy for another month. She is presently on anastrozole, A-N-A-S-T-R-O-Z-O-L-E, 1 milligram QD to prevent any spread of breast cancer from hormone enhancement. The claimant is presently in remission, but is still being evaluated for possible metastasis. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number 2 and 3, osteoarthritis and right knee pain along with left knee pain. The claimant states that in 2019 she fell and has developed osteoarthritis of both her knees, but especially of the right knee area. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis by x-rays. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or any injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the evening. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 4 hours, climb one flight of stairs, but not being able to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top at this time. The claimant does have a cane but did not present with the cane and left her cane at home. She is presently seeing multiple doctors at Gateway Community Health Center and is taking Advil 400 milligrams QD PRN for pain, which does give relief. At this present time, she does minimal physical activity, but she is working as a cashier and usually stands at least 4 or 5 hours a day. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing lighthouse work, sometimes going to the grocery store, cooking, and walking in the house. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history. Her mother died at the age of 58 from a cerebral vascular accident, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. She does not know the whereabouts of her father. Medications, Ozempic, 25 units, Q-week, Verimio, 100 milligrams, BID, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, QD, anastrozole, 1 milligram, QD, for breast cancer, metformin, 1,000 milligrams, BID, pioglitazone, 15 milligrams, POQD. Medical problems, vaginitis, depression, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, bilateral knee pain, stage 3 breast cancer with possible metastasis, hyperlipidemia, major surgery, C-section, left breast mastectomy with 15 nodes removal performed in 2022 with possible metastasis to the liver and the right shoulder area. Social history, tobacco. The claimant states that she smokes 1 to 2 cigarettes per day and has done so for 5 years. Alcohol, she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 196 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 131 over 80 mmHg, heart rate 103 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 33, general. This is a 61-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. And binocular corrected is 20/25. Could you drop down to lungs? After the last sentence, there is a 22-centimeter curved surgical scar where a mastectomy was performed and nodes removed, which appears to be well-healed and intact. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms and slight tenderness of the left upper extremity under her armpit, secondary to the surgery. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except decreased range of motion of the left upper extremity, secondary to weakness in the left shoulder from the surgery, which was performed for the mastectomy. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is decrease range of motion and strength of the right knee, but normal range of motion of the left. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects, mostly with the right upper extremity. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild osteoarthritis of the knees. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to stage 3 breast cancer with possible metastasis to the liver and the right shoulder area, which is still being evaluated. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, breast cancer stage 3 has been treated with radiation and chemotherapy and is being evaluated for possible metastasis. Is in remission at this time, but her condition is guarded, secondary to possible metastasis. Number 2, osteoarthritis of both knees. Basic normal physical exam, except for decreased range of motion of the right knee compared to the left. The right knee was 120 degrees flexion, and the left was 140. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria de Lourdes Martinez. Records and physical examination. Number 2, osteoarthritis and right knee pain, secondary to osteoarthritis, appears to be stable at this time, fairly normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria de Lourdes Martinez.